It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Today, Sinead O'Connor will be on Dr. Phil talking about her suicidal video and her abusive mother. Here's a clip.
What do you love about your mother?
I love
about my mother. That she's dead.
All died when you went away.
You say she abused you physically and sexually. Tell me what happened.
Where do I start?
At the beginning.
I know that living with your baby was sometimes hard.
She ran a torture chamber. She was a person who took delight in hurting you.
Nothing compares.
I became very suicidal. I was a basket case.
Nothing compares to you.
Leave it to Dr. Phil for the dramatics. Jeez, that's going to be deep today. Selena Gomez has opened up about how fame and social media have affected her happiness and friendship. She revealed in a recent interview it's important to detach from social media because it can become a habit. She said, you have to figure out the people that are in your circle. I feel like I know everybody but have no friends. I have like 3 good friends that I can tell everything to, but I know everyone. Selena said it's important to find people who respect and want the best for you. Selena and The Weeknd have also reportedly moved in together in New York's Greenwich Village. They've shacked up in a low-rise luxury building in the heart of the village that typically goes for about $16,000 a month.
Dang!
Joseph Kahn, who directed Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do video, says he doesn't think the singer is manipulative, just smart.
Sorry about that. Which one, Alex?
Joseph Kahn talking about Taylor Swift.
Here we go. Like, the biggest insult anyone throws at her is that she's manipulative. What does that mean? You know, as an artist, because you know what your clothes you want to wear, you know what edits you want to make, you know what setups are, you know what the theme of every idea is, you know what your lyrics are. Like, is that manipulative or is that just being smart?
During a recent interview in China, Chainsmokers' Alex Paul responded to a question about his dog, and it didn't go over very well. He responded to a question about bringing his dog on the road and said, I tried to, but she's, like, really ill-behaved, but I love her. I mean, if she could come anywhere, I'd bring her to, well, I don't know if I'd bring her here to China, and then started laughing. And the interviewer was laughing, too.
Which, I think it was, like, awkward. He's like, oh, you can't say that.
Well, people were quick to point out on Twitter that the joke was racist, and Alex has since issued an apology. But I will say the interviewer was, like, cracking up, so
I think it's
I don't
one of those,
think he was offended.
I think everybody laughed at that joke. Like, it's something people would probably just say, like, with your friends. But it's just like, I don't know, like, in the place where there actually is, like, a dog, you know, like, festival, it's, like, awkward.
Right. Rumors have been going around that Demi Lovato is dating a girl, so it looks like she found someone to be cool with for the summer.
Yes.
Yeah, she was photographed.
A taste of the cherry.
Exactly. She was photographed with DJ Lauren Abedini. She's been commenting on her Instagram post with her private account, and yesterday they were spotted holding hands and getting very touchy-feely at Disneyland. Christina Aguilera has a new song, America, on the soundtrack of Served Like a Girl, an upcoming documentary about female war veterans. Gwen Stefani, Pink, Natasha Bedingfield, Pat Benatar, and more are also taking part in the project. The album drops November 9th and comes with a DVD of the documentary. All proceeds raised by the soundtrack will go to female veteran-focused charity Final Salute. Outcast Andre 3000 is set to star in an upcoming sci-fi film, High Life, alongside actor Robert Pattinson. High Life follows a group of convicts who earn reduced sentences in exchange for setting out on a dangerous mission to explore a black hole. And Kid Rock doesn't believe he would be facing accusations of being called a racist if he wasn't considering a run for U.S. Senate. Kid Rock said people should ignore the garbage the extreme left is trying to create. They're trying to use the old Confederate flag BS, etc., to stir the pot when we all know none of this would be going on if I were not thinking of running for office. Pretty funny how scared I have them all, and their only agenda is to try and label people like me racist who do not agree or cower to them. My track record in Detroit and Michigan speaks for itself, and I would dare anyone talking trash to put theirs up against mine. He ended with, I love black people!
No way, he didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, it's in all capital letters, like he yelled it.
I love black people!
That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage if you miss it. RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex show.